Every first Sunday of Advent, we hear this kind of message of a doomsday scenario, which is our lectionary, whether it's in the Gospel of Luke, or whether it's in the Gospel of Matthew, or in the Gospel of Mark. It seems that this is not the word that we want to hear on the first Sunday of Advent. We want those kind of jolly theme that will prepare us for a jolly moment called the Christmas. But maybe sometimes we ask ourselves at the back of our mind, why in the world we have to deal with this doomsday scenario, the whole world is coming into to the near end. What is God wanting us to hear from the lectionary this morning? So perhaps maybe God wants us to remind ourselves that we are in a season of waiting. Throughout our lives, we spend most of our lives kind of waiting. As infants, our fathers waited as we patiently enter into the world. We wait for the best schools that we want to go. We wait for the best teams to be included. We wait to be hired in best workplaces that we went to. We wait for trains. We wait for buses. We wait for planes. We wait for doctors. How many of you just waited for your doctor this past week? We waited for dentists and specialists. We wait for the right person when we get married. And for some of us, we cannot wait for retirement. Christmas season really is about waiting for things. Our young people are waiting for the best deal, especially tomorrow's coming up with Cyber Monday, for the best deal with gadgets and electronics. And we wait for Christmas tree under the tree. We wait and wait until we have our friends coming in and can't wait to be enjoying the company of our loved ones as we approach the Christmas day. We are people who are waiting, but we're also impatient creatures. How many of you are impatient about waiting? Waiting is an attitude that many of us do not want to do. But really, Advent is about waiting. From the words of a German theologian by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he said, and I quote, "Celebrating Advent means learning how to wait." And so my prayer as we enter into this time of listening to God's word, that perhaps God has something to say to us today about waiting. Waiting not on something, but on really on someone who came and someone who will come back, who is our Savior, the Emmanuel. Let us pray. Well, thank you, God. We just had our busy Thanksgiving, and now we are in this season of Advent with so many things happening in our lives, in our world today. We thank you that we can carve a time to listen and to pause and to hear your word. And this word may not be easy to swallow. And yet, this is the message that you want us perhaps to hear today. So help us as we focus upon what we need to hear from you. And let me be decrease and decrease so that you may be increase and increase. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, do you really believe that Jesus is coming back? Do we believe on that, church? I said it's from my heart because even though we've been coming to church every Sunday where we grew up in the church, sometimes we have people that perhaps are not really resolved yet knowing that Jesus is coming back. We professed in the declaration in every Holy Communion, we say this word, Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. As Christians, we anticipate the coming back of the reign of Christ, the coming of God's shalom in this world. And I think it's very important for us to really recognize that. We cannot be a followers of Christ and yet we have doubts whether he will come back. There is a beautiful hymn, Soon and Very Soon. I love that. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. That's the heart. One of the most important fundamental principles of what it means to be a follower of Christ is to always believe that he is coming back, and he's coming back soon. Now, Jesus himself made it clear in the Bible that we cannot know the date of when he will return. Not even the angels of heaven will know it. For he says in Matthew, about the day and hour, no one knows. Neither the angels of heaven nor even the Son, but only the Father. The God the Father knows. However, in our lectionary reading today, the gospel writer Luke described what will it look like when Jesus comes back again. Then we will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. He said that in verse 27, 28. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. So the Bible is clear that the return of Christ is a promise that can be counted on. And it will be an exciting event for those who are followers of Christ. There's nothing in this world that gives hope to every believer like the return of Christ. There's nothing that steers the soul like knowing that one day you and I, every followers of Christ, will be one day be with our Lord and Savior Christ. And with that being said, how are we going to prepare ourselves when he comes back? How are we going to prepare ourselves when he comes back today? Because we never know when he's coming back. It might be today or it might be tomorrow. In other words, are we living our lives today in such a way that we will not be caught off guard if Jesus will show up today? You know, I love to watch movies like, you know, like 2000. There's a movie like 2000 wherein there's a big tsunami and they built a big, like a big ark that put all these kind of people together, and people were caught off guard. And those are the things that Hollywood have done, and probably we have seen those kind of movies before. But really, the Gospel of Luke is very intentional about telling the people, here's what you need to know so that you can be prepared when Jesus comes back. Because we are people who are not prepared. We are people who keeps busy doing things. And perhaps we are caught with so many things that are happening in our lives that we have no time at all to slow down and reflect the one who will come back. And we are not ready for Christmas, and we are not ready for Jesus either. So this morning, the question for us, how prepared are we if Jesus showed up in our life today? There are three things that the Scripture today offers us. First is on verse 34. Let's go back again briefly. What it says in verse 34. What's the opening statement there? Be on guard. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness. I like the Message version. It says the Message version, be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and shopping. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise. Spring in you like suddenly like a trap. For it's going to come on everyone, everywhere at once. I believe what being guard means here is being watchful. Both the Old and the New Testaments speak about the importance of being watchful. What are the characteristics when we are watchful? Anyone? If we are watchful, we are constantly alert, right? We are constantly ready and present. And I believe that's what Advent wants us to get into it. Watchful, check our priorities, check what matters most as we enter in this season of busyness in our lives, where we are being caught in the frantics of life. Jesus reminds us to be on guard, to be watchful, that because we can easily get caught up in the business and being seducted by the consumerist lifestyle of this world. But not only that, the Bible also reminds us not only to be on guard, but also be ready. Listen again to verse 36. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape on all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Perhaps some of you are asking, well, Pastor, how can I be always ready at all times? That doesn't seem to be possible. Advent invites us to slow down. Advent invites us perhaps to evaluate or reevaluate our attitudes, our behaviors, and the way we live our lives. Perhaps some of us are off track. We're sort of kind of checking off the list to do. I got to pack all the gifts. I got to get all of this meals get ready. I got to go all the schedules throughout this holiday. Perhaps the Advent invites us to reassess what matters most, to get rid of those non-essential things that have moved into our lives and took up all our valuable and productive times, and instead move us away from there so that we can focus on the more important things in life. As we slow down, we pause for reflection. We can check each other's, our behaviors and our attitudes, so that the enemy will not get a foothold in our lives. Watching and praying must go together. Amen? So the Advent also invites us to pray and ask, Lord, what it is that I need to change? What it is that I need to correct in my life so that I'll be ready when you come back? And finally, be hopeful. Not only that the Bible reminds us to be on guard and be ready when Jesus comes back, but also this text here this morning calls us to be a hopeful people. Listen to verse 33. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. For those who are in Christ, this is not a gloom and doom message. It is a call to get ready and to stay ready, because our redemption is drawing near. Amen? For Christians, this kind of exciting and cosmic event will signal the end of the suffering. For there is hope. We remember the hope that we have in Christ. We remember the hopes from the prophets. And that same hope is the hope that we are clinging on in the coming back of Jesus. Friends, how are you preparing this Advent when Jesus comes back? My hope and my prayer as we prepare ourselves for the great Thanksgiving is to ask again, what really Advent is for me today? Am I waiting for something? Or am I waiting for someone? The one who died, the one who rose from the grave, and the one who will come back. My prayer is that we reclaim the meaning of Advent. An Advent that is a season of waiting. A season to be ready. A season to be hopeful. A season to be watchful. For indeed, Jesus is coming back. Amen? He is coming back. May that be our mantra, our crying call this morning and every day of our lives.